Poor DJ Ron. He, I've just been scared by Shart Week.
Well, wouldn't anybody?
Yeah, it does. It has an effect on people.
Completely understandable.
I was, you know, I sit and listen to him in the morning at work, and I sit, you know, I sit in this dark corner.
Of course you do.
And I'm not a very, I mean, I do talk to people and stuff like that, but when I'm working, I'm working. So you never hear anything out of my cubicle. But in the mornings, like, I'm giggling and all this shit. And people are like, what? And I'm like, oh, it's nothing.
Oh, right.
DJ says, Skidmark, we can't be far behind.
Oh, dear.
It should be.
Don't give BF any ideas. No.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I sit in this dark corner.
Of course you do.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3327 of the BFO for the 6th of November, 2020, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Well, Big Fatty, you've already fucked it up, and you've had to record this twice. Hello. Big Fatty, what the hell is wrong with you? I don't know. Y'all, I don't know. Am I having a stroke? Big Fatty, you've been stroking something. That anyway, hi, everyone. I hope you have a great day. It's going well. Y'all, it's Friday. It's Friday, best day of the week. Shalom alakay. Any trademark? Y'all, here we are at another foray without a kerfuffle from Jimmy Baya. Your Big Fatty, he unsubscribed. Jimmy Baya has, y'all, he's either lost his sense of humor, or Big Fatty, maybe he's lost his sense of taste and smell, too. I didn't know loss of humor was a COVID, if it's a loss of humor, I can assure you, Steve the Tater has got the COVID then. Big Fatty!
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Y'all, tomorrow, the 7th of November. Yes, Big Fatty, try to remember the 7th of November. No, that's not it at all. Y'all, we have a very important anniversarium. Y'all, I've met one of these two many times at the Colon Aid dinner over there in Hatlanta. And y'all, he came 1 year to the Pride 48 out there in Las Vegas. He may have come more than once. I don't remember, but I know he was there one time. Y'all, I've never, however, Big Fatty, never, however, y'all, I've never met his betrothed. I think they've moved to Cola over here in the South Carolina. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Romo and his husband Alan. Big Fatty, we love Romo and Alan. So y'all, if you see him, wish him a happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, this weekend, we have not one, not two, not three, but four celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first two are Tamari Satney the seventh. You heard the first one at the beginning of today's little show. Yes, Big Fatty, he likes to sit in the dark in the corner. Well, probably his upbringing. Y'all, he's one of the co-hosts of the Stick It With a Poke. Big Fatty, I thought they were done. You know, they're always going to come back sometime. Y'all, I'm talking about the number one funky homo. That's Jim. Yes, Big Fatty, we love Jim. It's true. And y'all, Jim's been to a Pride 48 in New Orleans, and he's been to the to the Alamo Drubblers Entertainment Complex many, many times, and y'all is just an absolute delight. Y'all, speaking of Pride 48, y'all, I think he's been to every Pride 48, either in Lost Wages or in Nolens. Y'all, he is Mr. Squamish 2020. I don't know if you knew that or not. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Mr. Mike. Big Fatty, we love Mr. Mike. And y'all, I got to tell you something. Speaking of Stick It With a Poke, Mr. Mike used to get in that chat room. Y'all, he would post some of the nastiest pwn. Big Fatty, he can send it to me now. Oh, okay. But Mr. Mike, y'all, it's always the quiet ones. It's the quiet ones you got to. Oh, I'd like number one funky homo. Oh, yeah, he's never been quiet. And y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, someone who I've met several times at the G'days, y'all, it's the husband of that guru nudie from Tampa. Y'all, it's Lover Man. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Lover Man. Dr. Stone has said he looks like somebody. I don't remember who it is, though. Y'all, then our final celebration of exiting the birth canal on Sunday. Y'all, he gave me recently the recipe for the cone souffle. Y'all, it is none other than the one and only Randy. Randy and the Penis Slivania. Big Fatty, we love Randy and the Penis Slivania. It's true. So, y'all, if you see any of them on the Twitter or the Facebook, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the big old piece of cake. Big Fatty, we ran out of... No, we're supposed to be playing music here now. I better shut up. Y'all, I'm fucking it up today. Big Fatty, you've been fucking it up since 2007 or whenever. Anyway, y'all, let's see, since I talked to you yesterday, y'all, what did I do? I didn't do much of anything. Y'all, I wasn't terribly hungry, but y'all, I finished up that beef stool that I had taken out of the freezer. And y'all, I put some of those French fried bell peppers on it. Y'all, they're just crunchy good. Crunchy good. They're hot. You have to get them through the Lesbeterian delivery service. And y'all, I just watched some of the election stuff on the TV machine. Nothing really happened, per se. Not last night anyway, but, y'all, I was chitter-chatting. I don't know if it was last night or the night before. Y'all, I was chitter-chatting with the NEP. Y'all, you know, the NEP out there in the San Diego, in the, Laguna Beach. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. He loves to sit by the lagoon. Y'all, his sister, we'll call her what shall we call her? Well, Big Fatty will come up with a nickname for her. It'll just flow. Big Fatty, well, let's call her Flo. Okay. Well, his sister Flo, oh, Big Fatty. Well, we may have to rethink that one. Well, anyway, his sister Flo, has been out visiting, y'all, they've done the zip lining. I think the Nip shit himself. Big Fatty, was it on the zip line? No, it was just there in his apartment. He's got his sister listening to the little show now. So Flo, we're delighted. We're just delighted that you're listening now. And Big Fatty, poor thing, she just doesn't know what she's gotten herself into. Well, anyway, but anyway, y'all headed to bed, slept like a baby again. Y'all had the windows open, but y'all Wednesday night was going to be the last night. We're going to be down in the 40s or the 50s. Because, y'all, we got hot weather moving in again. We're going back in the 80s, and the lows are going to be in the 60s. And, y'all, it just ain't right. It's just not right. I got up on Thursday morning. Y'all woke up, and it was about 7:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, I was just as rested as I could be. And got up, had my coffee. I had another one of those blueberry bagels with lots of butter. Y'all, that's what I forgot to get. I forgot to get more of that good spreadable butter that I like. And although Durwood says he likes the Kerrygold butter, so I may have to try that. I got up, did my Sudoku, had my brofkas, and then it was off. I was off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all went up around the big circle, and what did I do then? Big Fatty, we don't know. I came back, got my 10,000 steps, and then what did I do? Big Fatty. I got my share. Y'all, I got my share. And, then I was off. To the Von's East. Oh, Big Fatty, you went to the Von's East? Yeah, and I don't have the coupon right here. But, y'all, I had decided I wanted some more of those Archway Stars and Bells. And y'all, I realized that I had not gotten any on Wednesday, so I wanted to go back and get some of them. And y'all, those flaky pastry bear claws are delicious, so I got another package of those. Y'all, I walked through the entire store of the Von's East. The Archway holiday display has been, it's gone into protective custody. But y'all, I can't find the stars and the bells. Hopefully they'll return, because y'all, it's just one of the many delights Big Fatty has this time of year. But y'all, I got that, and I got me some chicken tenders. Y'all, I'm gonna have me a big garden salad with the chicken tenders on it and some of that good Olive garden dressing on it, and that's gonna be my supper. And y'all, I'm looking forward to that so much. Y'all, I will say, I got something in the mail. Oh, Big Fatty, shouldn't you play we'll play it. Yeah, I see y'all in the mailbox. Y'all, there was a kid. There was another kid. Y'all, it's another gay criminal kid. And y'all, Y'all, I don't see a return address on here, but I know who it's from. Y'all, it's from that Gus Chad. Because, y'all, the envelope is all painted up, and it's got old pumpkin head on the front of it. And, y'all, we're going to open it up right now. Be Fatty. Oh, he's painted it shut. He has painted it shut. And, y'all, we're going to pull this out. Be Fatty, put it back in. and, y'all, there's a pumpkin head sitting, and then an owl sitting on a pumpkin, and y'all spider webs all over. Y'all, it's quite nicely done. And on the inside, it says, "Merry Grandma, hope you have a joyous holiday, Gus Chad." And he says, "What's your fondest Halloween memory?" And Gus Chad, I'm going to do something different. I made a call into the Shy Yeti for his Gay Crema episode, and y'all, I tell about some of my favorite memories on there. So go over and listen to his Halloweeny show, and you'll get to hear that. But y'all, I'm gonna put a picture of this card and the one from the Laughing Buddha and a little surprise up on the BFO at noon today. But y'all, the other thing I wanted to tell you about was I got a Friday ad. Y'all, they're doing Friday every Friday evidently, and y'all, this is only good today, the 6th of November. Y'all, you can get 20% off if you use your charger plate. And y'all, today only, you'll get $15 in the Kohl's cash for the 6th of November only, for every $50 you spend. And then you can use that Kohl's cash from the 7th through the 19th. The 20% off goes the 6th through the 10th. So, y'all, head on over there and pull out your challenger plate and get your crema shopping done over there at the Kohl's. Y'all, one last little thing I want to say is, you know, I had said I hadn't been getting the messages about the comments, and y'all, I've gotten quite a few comments. I had made a reference that Drusilla Blome up there in the Cola was the only Pride 48 person that I knew had lost their job due to the COVID, and y'all, David, that blue jeans guy, let me know that he lost his too, but he's gotten another one since then, so we're happy for that. Anyway, and y'all, as I look here at my list, yes, Big Fatty, you've talked about Flo and your card and the Kohl's. There's nothing else to discuss. It's true. So, y'all, I think that pretty much was my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, get out there and do something nice for somebody, even if that somebody is you. And, you know, it's just be happy with you. And if you're not happy with you, you know how to be happy. So reach down inside and make it better for a day. Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the birthday boy, Tamari, the number one funky homo, and Jim, when you go to the horror hotel for that florist convention, what do?
I sit in this dark corner.
Of course you do.
Oh, Big Fatty, that's everybody every day at the horror.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.